the CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with the gentleman, the fine gentleman from Lender Close, Mr. Ben Rempe and Mr. Omar Jordan. How are you guys?
Great.
Awesome.
Great?
Yeah, great.
Like it.
Yeah.
Like the enthusiasm this early in the morning.
Hey, you know us, man. That's the only way we roll is enthusiastically.
You guys roll for sure.
Extra coffee.
Got it. Especially around Halloween time, you guys really live it up.
We tear it up.
Yes, we do. You guys do. So before we dive into the topic at hand, how's the conference? I know it's just kind of just starting, but
yeah.
Just had the morning session there, right?
Yes.
So how'd that go? Crowded?
Crowded, lots of people. You know, it's always fun to see all the states parade their way up to the front, you know, and get the whole thing going. Yesterday's talk was really fun, too. Pelton, or I forget what his name is, mm-hmm. was excellent. Mm-hmm. Getting a chance to see the photographs that he's taken and his stories along the way, it's really inspiring. So it's so fun to, you know, you come to this, it's a family reunion, you see mm-hmm. all of your old friends, get to see some great speakers, have great dinners. This is just, it's just so much fun.
It's a ton of fun. Yeah. Not much sleep happening at this next few days, but a whole lot of fun for sure, right?
Who needs to sleep?
Yeah, who needs to sleep, Omar?
Well, we saw Jim Nussle yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
Mr. I saw the pictures. I saw your pictures on LinkedIn.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. He came and rode our scooter. We're having away, so stop by to grab a scooter.
Yeah.
But it is a family reunion, mm-hmm. as you said. This is my second year, and I get fed by energy, mm-hmm. So that's my coffee. Mm-hmm. And it just following Ben around, it's like hugs and kisses. He knows everybody here.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
This is eighth
year. This is your second? It seems like you've been more.
Yeah, really? It's the elephant suit. That's what's
threw me off.
Yeah.
Threw me off. All right. Hey, we're talking about a press release you guys released here. We are raising another round of capital.
Yeah.
And kicked it off with an investment from Accentra. So what's that mean? What are you guys up to in this area?
You know, what's this going on? Is great. Some of our partners on our platform are asking for new technologies, mm-hmm. and we realize, well, it's going to take a good team to round up in order for us to build this cool technology, mm-hmm. and put it out there to the market. So we reached out to our partners on the platform and our current investors, Collins Community Credit Union, Accentra Credit Union. They wanted to contribute to our CUSO, mm-hmm. And so we've asked for the investment. And part of this is obviously to build out the new products and solutions. You think about remote online notarization, mm-hmm. that's going to be the next mm-hmm. big thing, and how do we inject that into the platform and give the credit unions the opportunity to reach members mm-hmm. that are not maybe necessarily in their region, but across state lines, so on and so forth. And then lastly, integrations. Integrations are so important. One of our feature integrations is MeridianLink, mm-hmm. LoanSpeak U. We've done such a great job partnering with MeridianLink and offering our solution to credit unions that are on the MeridianLink mm-hmm. platform. And outside of that, we're looking at Correlation and then additionally Constellation with Chris Kovacs,
there
as you
go.
Know. Oh, absolutely. Great partner. Great API integrations, mm-hmm. and then Constellation has been great for us as well. We're really excited about building products on that.
Wow, so looks like it's going to be an exciting 2020 for you guys.
We have a lot going on. It's a heck of a roadmap and a big plan, so we're going after it.
So, Ben, you guys make raising capital look pretty darn easy here. So how do you guys prepare for a capital raise?
Well,
what's the secret here?
It's really funny. I think with this one, it was last year at this time where we had a few partners come to us and say, hey, if you guys ever do a round two, let us know, because we're interested. And so we sat down at our hotel in the lobby, and I opened up my laptop and I said, okay, Omar, if we went and raised more money, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Who are we going to integrate with? What mm-hmm. products do we want to add? Mm-hmm. What does our team have to look like in order to start the process of building this? Mm-hmm. So we just brainstormed, put it all in a couple of Excel spreadsheets. I handed it off to our finance guy, and he turned it into like a budget five-year plan. And so then it's like, well, shoot, let's start talking about it. So we started to talk to our partners, we talked to our initial investors, and everybody got really excited about the vision of where we're going and what we've built so far, mm-hmm. and where we think we can continue to go. Mm-hmm. So after we got some really positive feedback from our current investors, who thought it was a great idea and wanted to be a part of it again, mm-hmm. We also started to reach out to some of our current clients and have started to go out more widely now, and that was Accentra, who really jumped in head first and said, we believe in the technology that you guys have built, we mm-hmm. believe in where you're headed, and you know, we want to support you as you continue to support credit unions.
Right.
So it was really exciting, and it kicked off last year at this meeting.
Right? Oh, yes. My gosh, really? Yes,
it really wow. did. It's yeah. crazy.
How things change in within 365 days.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing. And you yeah. guys are growing like crazy, too. Every time I go on LinkedIn or something like that, you guys have a new employee or yeah. sign yeah. a new credit union, that type of stuff.
We need name badges at some point. Yeah. I'm starting to forget.
You know, it's pretty amazing. It's almost 2 years that I joined Lender Close and we kicked it off. And it started off with just me and Omar and one mm-hmm. other person. Yeah. And we had 30 credit unions at the time, and now we're close to 200.
What?
From wow, Hawaii you guys. To Maine and everywhere in between.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just hired our 34th employee last week. So
congratulations.
It's just been a crazy fun ride. It's yeah. neat when you have a plan and start executing, and mm-hmm. it works, because mm-hmm. that doesn't always happen. Mm-hmm. But for us, we're just happening. In execution mode.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys are having a little bit of fun as well. You yeah, know? So there's nothing wrong with that, for sure.
If it wasn't fun, we wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Well, you're with a good group of people. Credit yes. unions, it's hard to beat credit union folks. So
totally.
Really in a good industry. So both you guys, so why should credit unions invest in QSOs? What are the benefits here?
You know, you think about the credit union, they're doing business with multiple partners. They're offering solutions to their members. They need some of these solutions in order to execute on their member experience initiative. And so owning that distribution channel mm-hmm. should be part of the ecosystem for a credit union. Mm-hmm. So not only do you buy the products, mm-hmm. but you also own the product line that you're buying.
Right.
That's one thing that we're excited about as we introduce credit union, as we introduce LenderClose to QSOs for investment. The other part of it is credit unions are built as a nonprofit. And there's no reason for a group of 10, 20, or even 100 credit unions to have multiple technology divisions mm-hmm. or CTOs and staff to build out technology. Their focus should be member experience. Mm-hmm. The back office operations, the R&D, should be outsourced to companies like LenderClose, for example, by investing into that QSO specifically.
Right, right.
But then, which allows them to focus on that member experience. And I think those are the two key points for me as we learn about why credit unions should invest in
QSOs. I agree.
And I think that's really important too. I just want to add to it. We've been talking internally a lot lately about, we're kind of at this 1993 moment.
1993?
Right. Well, what's 1993, right?
Yeah.
Well, there is, if you think back to 1993,
yeah.
You had three companies that were making really important decisions. Okay. Mm-hmm. One was Sears,
mm-hmm. okay.
One of the biggest companies in the world.
Yeah.
Amazon, mm-hmm. a brand new startup,
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
and Walmart.
Okay.
And they all took different strategies in order to grow. Well, Sears in 1993, their big decision was to cancel the catalog. And go
to that was
to
like my favorite catalog as a kid.
Yeah. Retail.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
And they had the distribution network set up. They had the ability to reach people in their homes.
Oh, yeah.
Sears used to, years and years and years ago, sell a full house. Like you could buy a house
in the
through
catalog.
The catalog.
Okay. That was the Amazon Prime.
It was. Sears Prime. It was. They were Amazon before Amazon was Amazon. And instead of sticking with their business and adapting to the future,
yeah, yeah.
they decided to go into bricks and mortar retail.
Oh my God.
Sound
gosh.
Familiar? 1993
yeah.
movement.
Okay.
What did Amazon do? Amazon worried about customer experience. Mm-hmm. They worried about how do people want to buy the product.
Mm-hmm.
And they went right into their homes.
Mm-hmm.
The catalog went away. Well, mm-hmm. I can still buy my stuff, whatever I want,
right.
by opening up my computer.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Okay? So that's the moment that we think we're in. And we believe we're pushing that envelope for mm-hmm. technology
mm-hmm.
and getting people to understand that if they're not focused on speed, efficiency, and member experience,
mm-hmm.
they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Somebody else will come and take them.
No doubt.
So I'm kind of rambling here, but I want to hit the point too. Why should credit unions invest? And really, they should be. They have to be. If they're not, they're missing out.
Yeah.
And this isn't just, you know, the biggest credit unions in the country should be diving in and doing it. This is everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Iowa, a $50 million credit union, if they said, I'm going to go crazy and just invest in QSOs, and I'm going to take $25,000 and I'm going to invest in 10 QSOs this
mm-hmm.
year. And then they did it the next year and they did it the next year for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's $2.5 million
right.
on a $50 million credit union.
Right.
Okay. Well, the math on that equals 5% of their assets, which, by the way, is exactly what the regulation says they can do inside of QSO investing mm-hmm. or making loans to,
right.
But for the Iowa State Code. So even a small credit union can make small commitments mm-hmm. in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And we really think that they shouldn't think, well, I can't do it, I'm too small. No, call your vendors.
Right.
Reach out to your leads.
Right.
Find places where there are people who have great ideas, mm-hmm. and they're looking for capital, mm-hmm. and go fund them.
Right.
And also learn how to talk to an entrepreneur, because it's different. This is another problem that I think we have, is that credit unions and entrepreneurs have a hard time communicating. So there's a lot of really great ideas that don't get funded, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of credit unions who have the capital and want to invest,
but it
doesn't match up.
Right, right.
And so the entrepreneur, also the tech folks, we need to help them understand how to talk to credit unions better. But if I'm a commercial loan officer, but now I'm tasked to run the QSO investing for my credit union, well, I kind of look at everything like a commercial loan.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a CFO and I'm in charge of QSO investing,
yeah.
well, I've got a lens on that kind of only sees it through through investments through a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to help people understand that this is a massive opportunity. Everybody, all credit unions should be thinking about how they're going to invest in QSOs mm-hmm. over the next 10 years
mm-hmm.
and really make strategic investments, because this is what's going to power the industry forward.
I agree. And every little bit counts, you know, and
totally
it adds up.
It does.
Something big, for
yes.
sure, for sure. And then the credit unions benefit as a result. So,
yeah.
and if you want to see it up close, NACUSO conference is
we'll be there.
A no-brainer. Yeah, it's
yes.
such a great conference. So good stuff. All right, guys, I know you have a busy schedule,
yes.
but I appreciate your time as always. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any
Thanks
final words of wisdom?
Thanks for hosting us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been a good gentleman to work with.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yep.
Likewise, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, enjoy the rest
yeah.
of the show.
You
ben,
bet.
Pleasure.
Good
Omar.
To see you.
Thanks,
well done, guys.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work there, all right?
Yep.
There they are, the dynamic duo from LenderClose.
Boom.